Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Come now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We know what it is. ...1911 University. If there's any one platform of gun that most people have more experience with, it would have to be the 1911. And the professor of 1911 University, of course, is a master when it comes to building these things. He builds them in a way that I'm sure Browning would be quite proud of now. And that, of course, talking about Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm good to go. I am good to go. You came up in a discussion the other day. I was describing, when somebody was asking which is the nicest gun I own or have ever owned, of course, currently it is my Chambers Custom Fat WMGC Compact. And so their question was, oh, so do you ever shoot it? Do you ever carry it?
Nah, I just look at it and stroke it in the dark.
And I got to thinking about this. I don't let it get exposed to any light. It has to be in a room where there's no air moving. And no, when you look at mine, if I were to send you pictures of mine, you would not accuse me of treating it kindly. Because I've got a couple scratches on the slide and everything else. I think it gives a little bit of, you know, a little bit of character to show a gun that's been used. Because the Working Man's Gun series, my impression of this gun is that you did not design this to be a safe queen.
No, none of them are. None of those guns are designed to be safe queens. I mean, even the fancy, shiny, polished guns that I personally build for guys are not designed to be safe queens. You know, they're designed to be shot and loved, and some of them carried. But you know, some guys just they like to put them in the safe and pull them out when they're drinking fine whiskey and just look at them.
But now, like your Pro Series, though, those are highly specialized tools. They're definitely not supposed to be. Look at this. I have a Night Fighter, so I don't want to breathe on it. I only handle it with white gloves. That's not what that gun's about, is it?
No. I mean, and that falls in the same line as the Fat WMG guns. They're, you know, like I say, all those guns are made to be used and shot, carried, wear them guns out. You know, I mean, that's the whole point behind them. You know, and the same thing with the Pro Series guns, the Yetis, the YC Squareds, all of them. You know, they're made to be utilized to the fullest potential of their capacity. And that's the beautiful thing about them. You know, they do look good, I think, anyways.
Yeah.
Clients seem to think so.
Yeah.
But they're a utilitarian tool, you know.
I can't remember. Frank Miller. Do you know who Frank Miller is?
Frank Miller.
Frank Miller is a cartoonist who He reimagined Batman. He took Batman from looking like an aesthetically pleasing Greek god athlete and turned him into a hardened-browed, cauliflower-eared bruiser, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I look at a Chambers custom gun, I'm not, you know, there's nothing in the fine details about the gun that indicates to me that I need to be careful with it. You almost look at it and you're like, you know, if I run out of ammo, I'll just beat you to death with it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could certainly do that. I would get a different magazine, but yeah, that would work too.
But anyway, with these guns, with the now there are some guns out there that I don't think inspire that kind of confidence. And here, this is a question I haven't really thought to pose this to you, but you guys are very, 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 very conscious of your slide fit, for example, and your barrel fit. Now, does a slide fit that is actually very well done, is that going to last longer on a gun than the one that you buy where they say, well, to break it in, you got to fire 500 times and just grind that metal on down, just pound, 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 pound on it till it gets slick? Is that kind of care that you guys take with the fit? Is that going to last longer for somebody than somebody who gets out there and you know, they just going out there and shooting blind at the ducks or whatever to get those 500 rounds out of the way?
Yeah, I mean that's the premise anyway, and that's what's been proven over the years. I mean, mechanical things do loosen up and wear with time, and depending on the maintenance schedule and the abuse that you put through them. But generally speaking, yes, the idea is that if the slide to frame fit is fit properly and the slide is moving straight back and forth, as opposed to slopping side to side, and the barrel fit is fit properly, then you know, it's going to last a lot longer. For example, I saw a post this past week from another gunsmith. Somebody shared it to me where he was talking about this precision pistol that he built, yada, 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 and he showed the barrel hood fit to be 5/1000ths, so 0.005. And, you know, we fit our hood to, our barrel hood to slide tolerance to just under 1000ths, closer to 0.5. It has to drop free, but it's closer to 0.5. And, the reason we fit it that tight is so that the barrel doesn't have room to move fore and aft when the gun goes off. We want that to all stay tight and true, because what that does is it prevents the barrel lugs from wearing out as fast. So if it prevents the barrel lugs from wearing out as fast, it means the gun stays accurate longer, it stays tighter longer. You know, the tighter the tolerances within reason allows the gun to run and perform better longer. A gun with a 5/1000ths barrel hood gap, I mean, that's basically a Colt tolerance. And a gun with that gap is going to beat the slide lugs up a lot faster, causing premature wear to the barrel and the slide. And on a gun that I was told sold for $12,000, to me, I don't see that as an acceptable option.
Right. And that's so with, you know, with the custom gun part, we've talked about that before. And I do want to touch on that again, but I mean, the thing that I like about your execution of a gun is that there are some guns that I have handled that if I owned them, I probably would, you know, I'd keep them, but I probably wouldn't shoot them that often just because they either seem too decorative or something. But, you know, hang on for me. ChambersCustom.com, this is where you would go if you want to get involved in, if you want to get a working man's gun, if you want to get one of the specialty guns that are going to be coming out, because that changes from day to day. All of those things change from day to day, because it is a very limited number of guns out there today. Less than 800 pistols from Chambers Custom in the world in circulation. So it's quite something to fire something this good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. PillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis. holster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. He is the guy behind the best execution of what has evolved from the 1911. Does anybody ever come up to you and ask you where you got your idea for what you do? Now, I know you trained with Mr. Marvall, yes?
Yes.
Was he the same kind of gun builder you are?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, he was very meticulous. Just like I am, sometimes overly meticulous. But just different in other ways.
What would you say would be the, like, where is, was it more of a philosophical difference or an execution difference or?
No, I think probably more of a not even a philosophical difference, because I built, I build guns very similar to what he taught me today, but a lot of the techniques that we use now are different to get the to get the same or better results.
Right.
Because we've had a lot of time between now and then we didn't use a lot of machinery. We used a mill, for cosmetic cuts and for certain things on the guns. But we use a mill for a lot of stuff now that I used to do by hand, which makes those parts that we machine more consistent over and over and over again. Back in the day, we used excellent parts, but there were parts out there that were excellent or better than excellent that we didn't use because we didn't know about, or because they were more expensive, or whatever reason, and those are the parts I use now. There's been a better, an improvement on the breed, if you will, from where I started there to where we are today. And, things like the 2019 frames that we have made, they're a far cry above the wide body frames that we were using back in the day, because we had to use whatever was available, whether it was a paraframe or an old STI frame, or whatever. And sometimes those frames didn't have the best quality or measure, or tolerances. Sometimes they were really not good at all. But you had to learn to work with them and make the gun run as best you could. So, there's a lot of little things that are different today. But I would say the build philosophy is the same. Build the best gun you can for the money. Don't cut any corners.
Right.
But we've just taken it to the next step as far as the refining the techniques, if you will.
Well, one of the things that, this is coming from somebody who used military 1911s. That's where I started this little journey of mine. The 1911 today is a far cry better than it used to be, but it seems now, with your iteration of it, it just seems like my first, if I were just to grab your gun without running the slide, my first thought just from trying to wiggle the slide on the frame would be that this is way too tight.
Mm-hmm.
But then I run the slide on the gun, and wow, that's, it's like it's on ball bearings or electromagnetic rails or something. It's just gliding back and forth. And that kind, is this where all the time comes in, the fit on the barrel and the fit on the slide? Is this where you guys spend most of your time?
We spend a lot of time there, yeah. I mean, I would say, for me personally, I probably, because of my experience and my time doing it, I probably spend more time on the barrel fit than anything else. just because I'm, you know, so meticulous about it. But I also spent a lot of time on trigger work, And there is a difference between my trigger work and the trigger work of the guys who build guns for me, just because of the exorbitant amount of time I spend on them. But that's also because I can spend the time on them. The triggers that the guys do are exceptional. They're really good. The only person you're probably going to find out there that does a better trigger than Brandon or Eric is me. You know, and it's just because I'm spending, you know, an extra hour on the process than they are, because they have a time limit that they have to, you know, that they have to adhere to, basically. I mean, that doesn't make it sound right, I guess. They're not on a clock, but they also know that they have to build so many guns in a year, a gun a week, basically. And so if they run into a little hiccup, they have to learn to solve that quicker instead of fiddle farting around with it like I do. You know, I mean, I'll sit there and tweak it until every gun, you know, every trigger that I build, I'm treating as a bullseye gun. They're right. Not building bullseye guns. They're building combat guns, and there's an absolute difference. You know, I might, like I did a trigger for a client the other day that was a medium roll. Well, my guys don't do medium roll triggers. They do a short roll trigger. Every gun they build is a short roll trigger. It's an exceptional trigger for what the gun is. But for a bullseye shooter that wanted a medium roll trigger, that won't work. You know, so there's a difference there, and that takes a certain amount of finesse. That doesn't mean they can't do it. When requested, they can.
Right.
But as a general rule, they're not doing that every day.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the next break. This kind of stuff that we're talking about, the kind of fitting and all this other stuff that they do, you can follow this almost in real time sometimes. You can follow it because every one of these guys that works with Joe, Brandon and Eric, and Joe himself, they all have Instagram. And they all publish on Instagram, and they all show their various steps they're going through. In addition to Joe, Chambers Custom having a YouTube channel, which is basically almost a masterclass sometimes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
212,672,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the southern border during the month of July, a 13% increase over June, which was a 20-year record in itself. The numbers have gone up every month President Biden has been in office. And according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, this is all the Trump administration's fault.
Former President Trump slashed our international assistance to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras.
Mayorkas meeting with southern border mayors and judges on Thursday, plus receiving an operational update. Phoenix, Arizona is the fastest growing of America's largest cities. New figures from the U.S. Census Bureau show the top five largest cities are now New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, and Phoenix. This is USA Radio News. Approximately 3,000 U.S. troops are being sent to Afghanistan to assist in the evacuation of some personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul as the Taliban continues its gains versus the Afghan government. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby discussing the aim of the troops' mission.
As the State Department has said, they're going to try to complete this reduction of their personnel by the end of this month. And these troops are being ordered in to help facilitate that purpose, that mission, along that timeline. I won't speculate beyond August 31st as to what the footprint's going to look like or how many troops are going to be there and what they're going to be doing.
President Biden, much like former President Trump, is pushing Congress to take steps to lower prescription drug prices. During a speech at the White House, the president saying crippling drug prices are unacceptable as the nation tries to recover from the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers. We're talking 1911s, 2011s, 2019s, that kind of stuff. Now, the stuff you were just talking about as far as trigger work, for example, this is where I know a lot of people talk about drop-in parts. That's not really where somebody trying to build a really serious weapon wants to go, though, is it?
Not in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, I mean, I just dealt with a guy recently before I was on vacation. He called me. He has a gun, a Colt, 9mm, and he put a drop-in barrel that was threaded because he wanted a threaded barrel on suppressor. And a drop-in slide stop from another company, and the gun don't work. It don't run at all. And he's calling me to ask me why it doesn't work. I'm like, well, first of all, I don't know. I'm not there. I can't see it. I can't look at it. But there could be 2 dozen, 5 dozen, 10 dozen reasons why it doesn't work. but secondly, you know, you put a drop-in barrel in, you have no idea how this fits. Well, it came from this company, blah, blah, is, you know, really reputable. A cool story, bro. you don't know how it fits. There is no such thing as a drop-in part on a 1911, you know, that just doesn't require any fitting and is guaranteed to work every time. It doesn't exist. And, you know, it's funny that you bring this up because, you know, I was on vacation for 10 days, which is why I missed the show for 2 weeks. I apologize to all you listeners. It's the first time I've had a vacation in 7 years with my family. But on our way home, we stopped in Ogden, Utah, where I got to visit the John Moses Browning, JMB, Museum. And I got to actually see his, you know, the remnants of his original workshop that were left in Ogden. I got to see, lay my dusty eyeballs on the original prototype from 1910 of the 1911. It had no thumb safeties on it. But it did have a ball cut down the top of the slide, so anybody that says they invented putting ball cuts on the slides in 1911 is a fool, because Browning did it in 1910. You know, and so I got to see these guns in person, and a bunch of them, all prototypes from every gun. You know, if you want an A5, prototype, Model 94 Winchester, prototype, bar, prototype, doesn't matter, whatever. And there were no drop-in parts on these guns. You know, they were all handmade. So it humors me when I hear people, you know, it makes my heart laugh when I hear people say, oh, I'm going to put this drop-in trigger in. I'm going to put this, you know, fandangled new fancy-dancy mechanism in for hammer sear disconnector strut replacement. All right, cool. You know, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. It all depends on your gun. It's not to say that a drop-in part won't work on your gun. It might. But chances are that it won't.
Now,
so don't be disappointed if it doesn't.
With the preponderance of plastic fantastic guns out there that have just a plethora of drop-in parts, triggers and compensators and barrels, and I mean, you name it. You name it. You can replace anything on a plastic fantastic. Is this something that a lot of 1911, 2011, 2019 builders have started to do because they feel like they've got to do it in order to have the same options as the plastic fantastic? And I mean, is that even something that should apply? Because I've never looked at a 1911, a 2011, a 2019. I never look at that and go, you know, that reminds me of a Glock.
No, I think it's the nature of people, as a general rule, to modify their junk. It just is. It's the nature of people. And, you know, it's like automobiles. You buy a new, well, it's not so much like this nowadays, because automobiles have everything on them. But when I was in high school, you know, in the 90s, you bought a vehicle. First thing you did was you bought a stereo, right? Because I didn't have no time for no tapes. CDs were out, man.
Right.
I bought a CD player and put it in
right
there. And I bought some speakers, and I bought some wheels and tires and a, you know, seat cover. It's the nature, especially men. We love to change stuff.
Yep.
Right? We love to modify stuff and try to improve it, most of us. So, yeah, I mean, look at how many guys buy an AR-15 and leave it bone stock. Nobody. Nobody does that, because that's boring. You know, you're going to change the stock. You're going to change the trigger to the newest fandangled thing. You're going to put ambies on it because you might have to shoot left-handed one day. I mean, but that's the nature of invention, right? That's how new ideas come out, because some guy's sitting there in his garage, you know, 17 beers into an 18-pack of Bush Latte, and he goes, man, you know what I need to do? I need to be able to change magazines on my AR-15 from the other side. And so he invents a lever that does that, or whatever. So I think that's just the nature of it. And if you go back in time, you know, and you look at some of the greatest gunfighters of all times, those guys were modifying their guns. You know, Bat Masterson, Doc Holliday, Wyatt Earp, the Younger Brothers, all those guys, Bonnie and Clyde, they all modified their guns to better suit their needs. So I don't think the whole idea of modifying stuff is new by any means. I think it's the nature of a human being. So my job, right, as a custom gun designer and as a guy who owns a company that builds custom guns, is to design guns that don't need to be modified. That's my job. So I poll people. I talk to people like you and other professional shooters that I deal with on a daily basis. And I go, all right, we're going to design this gun. And this is what I'm thinking. And sometimes they're like, no, dude, no, that's junk. Don't do that. And sometimes you're like, oh, that's sweet. Could you do it like this, this, and this? Sure. You know, so that's my job. basically, right, in a nutshell, is to design stuff that when you, the end user, get it, you look at it and you go, dang, this is perfect. I wouldn't change a thing. Bingo. I did my job.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, though, isn't it? Because, like, when you're doing, like, you were talking about the AR-15 and, like, people that like to DIY themselves. And, like, I'm perfectly happy when you send the two guns you've sent to me, I wouldn't do a thing to.
Sure.
Except maybe take the flashlight off of the other gun, off of the night fighter, just to see how it fights, if it's just, how good it runs if it's just a fighter, you know, not a night fighter.
Yeah, absolutely.
But beyond that, I would probably run it in its original configuration. But at the same time, with some things, some people get out there and they go about their build, and they build their build, and as soon as they're done with their build, as soon as they get it to their zenith, they're like, well, I'm finished with that. I got to start on something else. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. No, so, I see that too all the time.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, and that's why we build a variety of guns.
Yeah.
You know, and it's even more interesting, like, for me personally, for the one-off customs I do, I'm literally doing that on every gun.
Yeah.
Right? Every one I get to build is, for the most part, different, new, innovative. You're going to see some guns in the next week that I'm wrapping up. I got four guns I'm finished cosmetics on right now. And two of them are a two-gun set, so they'll be identical. But the other two are totally different from the others.
Hang on for me. Tell me about it. Tell me about it in the next.
Yeah.
In the next to go round, or we'll talk about whatever it is we're going to talk about. Talking, this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610.
800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We have been talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University. We've been talking about what he does with custom guns and the various things that he puts together and all the other stuff. So, if someone is going to be out there looking to purchase a custom gun, and we've talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating. How treacherous a ground are they going to be walking on? Because it's not like they're going to get to go to a gun shop and pull it out and say, okay, well, I want to buy a newer version of that, so let me go shoot it here on the range and see how it shoots. You still got Joe?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So how should they approach that? How do they? Because you do a bunch of Instagram videos where, like, somebody will say, hey, Joe, I bought this gun. I paid $8,000 in my left kidney for it, and gun won't shoot.
Well, first of all, let's caveat that by saying they didn't buy that gun from us.
That's right. That is one universal truth. Joe does, and I can say this, the two guns, hey, listen, when you got Fisher out there, right?
Right.
When you got Steve Fisher touting your stuff, Pressburg, he does not impress me as any sort of a bearer of, he's not going to suffer fools very much. And Jared Reston, didn't he just retire as a cop? Every gun he's ever had to carry has to go bang whenever he needs it to go. Right. When you got those kind of guys that are flocked over to your stuff, and then you got young kids like Aaron Cowan is getting out there and looking at your stuff, the people that are showing you attention typically only deal with serious equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, Joe, yes, Joe enjoys exactly. Joe exists in some very rare air indeed when it comes to reliability of his weapons. So, anyway, having gotten that out of the way.
So, yeah, I mean, I see that all the time, and it's kind of disheartening because guys do spend a lot of their money on stuff that doesn't work. But it's one of those things that, there's not really an answer for other than contact the manufacturer first, right? If you got a gun that doesn't work, contact the guy you got it from originally and talk to him about it. And if you don't get a remedy, well, then contact somebody like me, or, you know, there are a couple other guys out there probably that you could contact to talk to them about it.
Sure.
But for the most part, you know, it's a buyer beware market. And there are a number of companies out there that, you know, their whole premise is, unfortunately, they believe their people don't, you know, their clients don't shoot their guns. All right. Well, if that's what you believe, I know that I have clients that don't shoot my guns. Okay. My buddy Dan Hall, who I just saw a couple of months ago in person on the 4th of July, you know, he flat out told me he's never shot his Black Knight long slide pinstriper ever. He doesn't know if he'll ever shoot it.
Makes me want to cry.
That's cool. I mean, I shot it. I shot the mess out of it. So I know how it performs, right? At least I know. Tad shot it. He shot it a bunch. He loved it. But Dan has never shot it since he got it. And that's okay. You know, that's fine. He has a regulator, and he shoots that all the time. You know, but it's a buyer beware market. And so if you're going to buy something that's a high-dollar item, you know, it's important to make sure that you check sources that have used that item in the same way that you have.
Right.
You know, you do the same thing with cars. You don't go buy a brand-new model without talking to people who have owned it. You know, I just got an electric mountain bike. You know, I'm working hard to get back in shape. Hunting season's approaching. The fall is coming, and whichever fall you believe in, and you know it's. You saw my post.
I saw that. Yeah. He doesn't mean the fall of society as we know it.
Although it may be
the coming. End of the world as we know it. He doesn't mean that. He's talking about he's talking about autumn.
Yeah, autumn. Yeah, that's what my buddy was talking about. Yeah. So I did a lot of research to figure out which one of these bicycles is best. And I talked to a guy that sells them to see, you know, which model he sells the most of. And I checked my sources, and the same thing goes for guns. You got to do that because there's people out there that just don't build good guns. It's the way of the world, you know? It can be frustrating, but. You know, that's why I started the Patreon page, 1911 University.
Right.
I'm actually releasing another review tonight on a Rock Island, a $500 blaster. You know, I'm gonna finish up the measurements this afternoon and write it all up and put it out there and then shoot a video on it and post the video this weekend because people want to know what they can get for $500.
Sure.
And it's my job to share the numbers with them. You know, the math don't lie. 3.14 is always pi. But at least you can go into it by looking at these reviews, and that's one of those reviews that I'll make public on YouTube a week later. But you can go into it by looking at these reviews and go, okay, this is a sample of one. You have to understand that. But at least you know the math behind it now, and you know what you're getting for $500 or $8,000, depending on what I'm reviewing.
Right. So I guess on YouTube a lot, I get a lot of requests. Can you compare this gun to this gun? Like I can call one of these companies and go, hey, listen, I got a request on YouTube the other day and I need to get one of your guns in to review this gun. You know, I have reviewed some very nice weapons.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've seen them.
Yeah. And, I think they're representative of the various niches that are out there. I think it's probably impossible for me to review all of them. And I've been lucky enough to be able to create relationships with ones that they do have. But, I see this, that some of these people are trying to find that shortcut to where they don't have to go out there and, you know, buy once and cry a lot. You know,
right.
But,
well, and to be honest, even the reviews that you do, right, it's a sample of one.
Right.
And the company sending you the gun knows that they're sending you a gun to review. So do you really think they're going to send you a piece of junk? No. Of course not. Hopefully not. You know, and so that's the deal. You know that you're getting a gun that was probably handpicked for you to review. And that's okay, you know, because you can be honest about that. And people will look at it, people that know will look at it and go, okay, this is a sample of one, and they picked this particular gun to send a bill to review. So it is what it is.
Well, I see that, and that's one thing that Joe did stress to me. I'd be like, "Yeah, I got this gun, and I thought this was perfectly okay." Everybody says it's not as okay as I think it is. And Joe's like, "Think about this now. You think they're going to send you just a regular? They're going to snatch one off the rack and send it to you to review? That's just regular, right. Anyway."
Yeah, I mean that's
and I thought of it that way.
It's the truth of the industry.
Yeah,
right. Gun companies don't send reviewers guns that. Off the line. They yeah. don't do that no. ever. That's why when I did the first Ruger review, you know, people were blown away that I went and bought a gun at a gun shop and did a review on it. They were like, holy smokes, nobody would do that.
We're gonna have to pick this up next week because I want to hear about this, but we have run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me, Bill. As always, it's a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Find Joe at ChambersCustom.com. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
The mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.